From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Senator John Kerry, the Democrats' presidential candidate, spoke in Cincinnati today to the annual convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Kerry was critical of President Bush's plan to redeploy up to 70,000 U.S. troops, a plan the president unveiled on Monday when he spoke to the same convention. NPR's Juan Williams has this report.
Senator Kerry, addressing 6,000 of his fellow veterans of foreign wars, said President Bush's decision to move American troops out of Europe and Asia over the next decade is a mistake that will weaken the U.S. fight against terrorism.
Nobody wants to bring troops home more than those of us who have fought in foreign wars. But it needs to be done at the right time and in a sensible way. This is not that time or that way.
Kerry was specifically critical of President Bush's plan to pull 12,000 troops out of Korea. The Massachusetts senator said North Korea is more dangerous now than it has been since the end of the Korean War. And in contrast to Iraq, he said, North Korea is known to have nuclear weapons. Senator Kerry also expressed differences with President Bush's conduct of the war against terrorism.
As president, I will fight a smarter, more effective war on terror. We will deploy every tool in our arsenal, our economic as well as our military might, our principles as well as our firepower. And only then will we be able to tell the terrorists, you will lose and we will win.
After Senator Kerry's speech, the Bush-Cheney campaign issued statements from several senators and former military leaders, saying it is necessary to redeploy troops to deal with new threats to U.S. security after the 9/11 terror attacks. Throughout his speech to this audience of 6,000, average age 62, the senator stressed his solidarity with his fellow veterans, and he made note that under the Bush administration, veterans' hospitals are closing, and 500,000 veterans are not allowed into the Veterans Administration's health care system.
And let there be no doubt, when I am president, you will have a true brother in arms in the White House who understands that those who fought for their country abroad should never have to fight for what they were promised here at home.
The Kerry campaign announced Tuesday that the senator will continue reaching out to veterans by speaking at the American Legion Convention, which will be held in Nashville during the same week the Republican Convention is taking place in New York. John Breeden, National Commander of the American Legion, was at the VFW convention today.
4 years ago, we had the situation where Mr. Gore said, I'm busy on the campaign trail, I don't have time to make it, and to both the VFW and American Legion. There's a lot of people turned off by that, and he did not get a substantial amount of veteran and military vote.
The veterans here did not give the senator as strong a reception as President Bush received on Monday. At least one heckler shouted out, liar. But Kerry got a standing ovation at the end of his speech, and then had to spend more than half an hour shaking hands and signing autographs. Juan Williams, NPR News, Cincinnati.